I'm Tom Rowe, and this is the WGXC local news for Saturday, March 8th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed 50 new hunting, fishing, hiking, and recreational projects on March 7th, including Hand Hollow State Forest in New Lebanon in Columbia County. The property is now known as the Hand Hollow Conservation Area and managed by the Columbia Land Trust. The 433-acre Gale Hill Road property includes woodlands, meadows, a lake, two ponds, streams, and wetlands with beavers and otters, 3 miles of trail and fishing. Behind me, you hear a Columbia Land Conservancy video recording of beavers at Hand Hollow Conservation Area. Let's listen a bit. Cuomo's announcements also would allow crossbow hunting in New York and make other minor regulatory changes. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential about Steve McLaughlin, who represents the 107th Assembly District, which includes parts of Rensselaer, Columbia, and Washington counties, and who does not have trouble attracting attention. He's previously considered challenging Andrew Cuomo for governor and has literally been up in arms about Cuomo's SAFE Act that would create a few new regulations for gun sales. Now McLaughlin is helping to raffle off an assault-style rifle March 23rd at the Grace Baptist Church in Troy's Lansingburg neighborhood. Quote, "This did not warrant a front-page story," unquote, he told Talk 1300's Fred Dicker on March 7th, unquote. "Now I've got CNN calling me," unquote. That's after features in the Albany Times-Union and New York Daily News. Pastor John Coletta said he was planning the free raffle as a way of, quote, "honoring hunters and gun owners who have been so viciously attacked by the anti-Christian socialist media and anti-Christian socialist politicians of the last few years," unquote, according to a letter on his website. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Today is Saturday, March 8th. There's a public meeting today in Pawling in Dutchess County. Congressman Chris Gibson meets with firefighters and their families at 6 p.m. at the Pawling Fire Department installation dinner at the Scully Dining Hall in Trinity Pawling School, Route 22 in Pawling in Dutchess County. National Weather Service predicts today a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m., possibly becoming snow showers later. Partly sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 15. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday night, there is a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Monday, a slight chance of sleet before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Daylight savings time is Sunday at 2 a.m. Clocks get turned forward 1 hour in most parts of the United States at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, including in the WGXC listening area. You're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.